What was the typical working day like for you when you were
from daylight till dawn? From before daylight. When we used to have down here when I was first started running this farm, we had a big plantation bell, which is still down there in my yard.
Yeah.
All right, and we got bell was rang at 4 o'clock in the morning. All right, that was supposed to wake everybody up. Then it went at 4:30 again, and the colored boys are supposed to be in the lot catching the mules when that second bell rang.
They couldn't see it,
well, they could find them. They used lanterns and stuff to find them. And they were plowing and cultivating by daylight. And we took off an hour in the wintertime and an hour and a half to 2 hours in the summertime in order to let them have the mules, not to help to let the mules have more rest. And then they worked until dark. They came in right at dark. And as my wife still says, that the best sounds that she ever heard, now she was born and raised in New Orleans, then moved to Lake Providence, then I married her from Lake Providence, brought her down here. And she is a real musician, but she says the best music she's ever heard was the mule trotting along the road and the trace chains dangling and the niggers singing. And all of them sang all the time, all of them was happy.
Yeah.
There wasn't no such thing as like it is now. They're all upset and everything else. The whole country's just upset. And it's just on the way things have gone on.
People claim that you have musicians come up down the river here?
Oh, they came out. Every once in a while somebody come through, play a banjo or something. And the colored folks, there's one or two on every farm that could beat a drum or play a banjo or something like that. And the white people had a piano at home.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see things they played around?
Yeah, jusops? Oh yeah, they all had those. Those, that was a common stock item in the store, was a little jusop. Uh-huh. And some of them could make those things talk too, boy. They really could play them. I never could care. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, so I just don't know whether they're very good or not. But my wife, she plays an organ and a piano, and most people think she's about the best organist in this part of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they were in the store when it went up. We still had a lot of that kind of stuff in the store.
Do you ever remember, I heard that Tallulah had a kind of reputation as a gambling
thing
years ago.
It was. They gambled a little bit, but they do that every, there's two or three things you can't stop. One of them is gambling, the other is making love, I guess you better call it, since it's on tape. But that's the two things that you can't stop. They thought they could stop whiskey drinking too. You can't stop that. They had prohibition. I went through the prohibition age. Heck, I know when that was too. And everybody had more steals in this country than you could shake a stick at it. We had many a colored boy on this place that was arrested and sent to the penitentiary for making whiskey back in prohibition time. And they proved they got to get rid of prohibition. They stopped that. And it's just as well legalized gambling, because it's going to always take place. Now, Tallulah didn't have any real showing up big-time mob gambling or nothing like that. I never did know nothing like that. Mm-hmm. They had some gambling down there, and some of those fellas down there now tell you they had slot machines. And, well, the slot machines were run by Associated Charities, which was a group of men, and every penny that they took in went back into something for the town.
Now they built a football stadium.
They built a football stadium. They bought all the band stuff. We built all the fairgrounds with money from that. We used to have the best outdoor fairgrounds in the state of Louisiana until it just disbanded to me about 6-8 years ago, and they're going over pieces now. In fact, we've disbanded and then given the fairgrounds to the police jury to make an industrial park out of it.
Yeah.
But that's what the Associated Charities were. And then they got outlawed the slot machines, and that broke up the Associated Charity business. But every nickel of that went back in that thing. And you can't legislate gambling. Hell, people gonna gamble.